other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Bruschetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday, March 13th, and we're back in the studio.
Yes.
After a three-day weekend.
Crazy.
Yeah, it wasn't planned that way.
No.
But I enjoyed the day. Thank you, Bruschetta.
Anytime when I can be your sneezing sidekick.
Yeah, sure, it was funny. You know, you sent me a text in the morning. You're like, I can't stop sneezing.
I know you laugh. You're like, wrote a laughy thing back or a smiley face back. And I was like, no, but I'm so serious. You don't understand. And I've been like, I went Saturday on this 11.2 mile run hike. And which I'll talk to you in a minute about. I know it's crazy.
Uh-huh.
And ever since, I don't know what it was that morning, I was sneezing like, I don't know if it was, I'm allergic to grass. We can't figure it out. I started sneezing in the morning and then I was okay. Mm-hmm. And then we went on the hike and I couldn't stop. It was like nonstop. And then I started thinking, did I eat something that I was allergic to? Because wheat and barley does that to me.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, maybe it's something with gluten in it or like wheat or barley. I'm like, no, everything I had was gluten free. I don't know what the hell is going on.
Right.
It was all day Saturday and was ridiculous.
Wow.
And then it stopped for a little bit and then it got bad again. Uh-huh. And then I took NyQuil and I was like, I don't know what to do. And it helped a little bit. Like it got me through the night. Uh-huh. And then Sunday I was like on and off, just depended.
Yeah.
Like where. It was weird. Like temperature changes, I would start sneezing.
Really?
As soon as it gets warm, wow. I'm like, and actually I feel like it might happen again soon. So yeah.
Yeah, don't think about it.
I know. I'm like, oh God. Oh no. But it'll be like in a row, like 20 times in a row.
Wow.
And then it'll stop and then and all over again. And then it'll be like 10 minutes straight. And then you're like, what the hell? And then my voice is all ruined because you sneeze so much, it like hurts your voice. So at least like so far, I only sneezed twice this morning.
Oh, that's good.
So that's good.
Yeah, so you're recovering.
Yeah, but now my eye won't stop itching. I'm like, what the hell?
What are we going to do with you? You're falling apart in front of us.
I know.
And you've got a marathon to run. Is that this weekend?
That's this weekend, yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah. So they have the LA Marathon too, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the 5K?
Yeah. 5K is on Saturday and the LA Marathon and the half marathons are on Sunday.
Yeah. And they're saying it's going to rain too that day.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
On Sunday or Saturday?
Saturday and Sunday, I think. I don't know. So,
well, I swear.
Can you imagine, you know, out of all days.
I'm looking. Oh, my God. You're right. I have it. I'm looking at the weather right now. And it's going to be 60 degrees.
Yeah.
Maybe it just won't show up.
Yeah. It's actually good that it's cool. You know, you don't get too hot. You don't want to run in the heat.
I don't care.
No.
No.
You don't care.
I don't
But some
wanna...
people would probably, like,
it's
faint
early,
in the heat.
But it's early morning, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I
You
guess.
Know what I mean? Like, 3 miles is nothing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I ran the 3 miles on Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to Los Leones, which is a really cool park in Malibu. And it was 8.2. I have hiccups now. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
What's wrong with me? 8.2 miles. And so that was
interesting.
Wow.
So that's a hike, 8.2 miles?
Oh, my God. We ran it.
You ran it.
And it was, like, straight uphill. And it was actually really – I actually was like, oh, man, like, I don't know how I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
And then I on the way down, we saw a big snake. That was interesting. There are a lot of snakes up there, actually. That's why they say no dogs in Los Leones Park because there's so many snakes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then my friend, he's like, we're going to go on the goat trail, which is like the back trails that are like straight up. And I'm like, oh, my God. So we did that. We ran all the way up, ran all the way down. And then I hurt my ankle. So it was like limping the whole way down.
Really?
Oh, I was like, oh, my God. Just get through this. But we lost part of our group. Part of our group gave up and turned around and went back.
Wow.
Yeah, because it was just so treacherous.
It was too hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. But see, for you, know. Nothing's too big a challenge, huh?
No,
I mean, not you'll
really.
Take on anything.
Yeah, pretty much.
Whoa.
Pretty much. I know.
Yeah, it's nice to have someone like you on my side, you know?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, you would want you on the opposite side. That's for
sure. I know. You'd be like, God, just stop her.
Yeah, stop at
Make
nothing.
Her stop.
Yeah.
I know.
So it's funny with sneezing, because I actually enjoy sneezing when it's like, you know, occasional.
Okay.
It's like an orgasm, don't you think?
Okay, you know, it's funny you say this, because someone said that an actual sneeze was a quarter, or no, it was an eighth. It was an eighth of an orgasm. Apparently, it's a proven fact. It's some study that happened, and they said sneezing was an eighth, because everyone was making fun of me because I couldn't stop.
Yeah.
And they said it was an eighth of an orgasm, and I said, I don't know what kind of orgasm you're having, but I don't think so.
No,
not at
doesn't
all.
Doesn't feel like
it. No. And especially when it's nonstop, it's like, just stop. Please, for the love of God, can I just have a moment of just being able to breathe and just be?
Wow.
No. And then I was like laying down.
Uh-huh.
And if I lay down for a minute, I'd be like, oh, here I go. Like at the end, we like lay down in the grass because my ankle hurt and all that. No. And I don't know what it is. I'm like, it was very dry that day.
Mm.
But it was like, what would trigger me to sneeze all the way up until... You know.
I don't know. You must have breathed something. I don't know.
But all the way until... Oh, and then this is interesting, too. This is really funny. So, I get this call yesterday. I'm like, what the hell? I get this call yesterday from my landlord. And my landlord goes, the neighbors next door want you to call them immediately because you're throwing shit in their yard. And I said, excuse me? What? And they're like, someone from your yard is throwing shit over your yard. First of all, there is a 12-foot fence between my house and their house.
Yeah.
Like, a huge fence. And there's flowers, like, all the way. Like, I don't even know how we would throw shit if we threw shit. Like,
right.
What are you talking about? And who throws shit? I am not going to... What? And it's this couple next door that we talk to almost every day.
Wow.
So I'm kind of like, I don't know. And I just had a conversation with them on Sunday.
Right.
I'm kind of like, I don't know what planet you're on, but like, you know what I mean? We talk. If there was an issue, you would just come over and talk to me.
Yeah, just come to you, yeah.
No, they call the landlord.
Yeah.
So the landlord's on my case. And
see,
I'm
that's
like,
what I hate about people in this town. They do that.
Yeah.
You know, they can't be direct with you
right.
in the front.
I don't understand. The only thing I could think of is if they don't want dogs, I'm thinking they don't want dogs on the side of the house,
yeah.
which is stupid because they have dogs. And so their dogs and my dogs, they do bark all the time at each other.
Yeah.
So they don't know each other. You know, it's like they're on the other side of the fence. I don't know what's over there. And I'm always like, shut up, shut up, shut up. And then they shut up. But it's like, so they're just complaining, I think, so that we can't have our dogs outside. That's what
really?
They're trying to do. And I'm kind of like... All right, dude, this is insane. So I'm going to go over there today and talk to them, but I'm kind of like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Who would throw shit? No, we don't throw shit. Okay, if the dogs go to the bathroom, we put it in the trash can that's outside.
Yeah, why would you go through the trouble of throwing it into their yard?
It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
We even have a trash can right there that we throw things into and roll it right out.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like, what? Yeah, so that's what I've been dealing with also on top of it all. I'm like, you guys
sounds cool.
Fucking retarded.
What are you going to do? You know what I mean?
Neighbors piss me off.
Yeah, man. You know what I mean? They can't be direct in this town. Everybody's got to go to the fucking landlord.
I know. It's so annoying. It's so annoying.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, I'm glad to see you in one piece. And
thank you.
Sure. In a few minutes, we're going to have a guest calling in from Google. And they have a special program for small businesses in California. So that would be interesting. And he's going to call us in a few minutes.
Okay.
And
cool.
So let's see. So that was your weekend, huh?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
But I had other interesting things happen too, but I'll let you talk about yours first.
Oh, but what? My weekend?
Yeah.
My weekends are not eventful. You should know that by now.
Oh, stop.
What the hell? I don't do anything. I wanted to go hiking, but it never happened. So we'll see. Maybe next weekend. Because I like that Malibu walk that you talk about and stuff. It sounds good.
Yeah.
And there's
really
a waterfall too, right?
Yeah.
I was reading up on it.
Yeah. Solstice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, I like waterfalls. So maybe I'll make the effort and go there. We'll
see. You'd like it. It's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see. At any rate, there's also, well, Did you want to add something else to the weekend? Because I'm going to go into news and shit, so
okay.
We might as well.
You might as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll finish it up until, I guess, the guy calls in, and then we go to news.
That's okay.
But, okay, so, you know, I have a friend visiting me from out of town that I haven't seen since I was a child, which is really cool. Ooh. And, yeah, so he was in town, and that's pretty awesome. But interestingly enough, so we all go out for dinner, I guess it was 6 o'clock on Sunday.
Yeah.
And which is Mexican food, whatever.
Yeah. And how long haven't you seen him before?
I haven't seen him in a couple of years. I mean, I've known him since I was 2 or 3.
So you've been in touch all your lives. But...
On and off, yeah. And it's been 2 years, I guess, since I've seen him. Mm. But so I'm kind of keep what do you want to do when when you're here? What do you want to see? Blah, blah, blah. And he's I'm only here to see you. And I'm oh, that's sweet. But what do you want to do? You know, come on. And so we all go out and we're hanging out. And I guess when people get drunk, it's I'm not drinking right now. So I notice a lot more.
Yeah, you notice it more.
Yeah, people get drunk and they say the dumbest shit.
They
you know?
Do say stupid things and do stupid things too.
Yeah. And he went up to my other friend who I'm hanging out with. And was yo, you're hanging around too much around Bridgetta, and I don't like it. And yeah, kind of threatened him in a way to be I don't like what's going on here, and all I see is your face and all this stuff. And true, my friend's been hanging around. But we're training for the marathon, and we've just been hanging out. So what? We all hang out in groups. I hang out in groups all the time.
And plus, it's your friend. What right does he have to say anything?
It was
he's
weird.
He's visiting you.
So then I started realizing, oh... You came out here because you care more than just a friend, obviously.
Ah.
And I'm kind of this is retarded. So.
And you guys have been friends all these years, right?
Yeah.
Nothing ever happened? No hanky panky, or maybe in the past?
When we were 18.
Right.
You know what I mean? Once.
Yeah.
Once. Just to be I wonder, And that was it. Just. Years ago, never anything, and I'm kind of that's weird, we've been friends forever kind of thing, so I don't know, that bothered me.
Yeah, I don't blame you, but that's what I say, it's it's very rare to see friendships between women and men that where one person at least doesn't want to get laid.
I guess.
It does happen. I mean, it's hard to, it's hard to know, but at the same time, there's always going to be the sexual tension, and, even when you grow up with someone, I think at a certain point, someone says, wait a minute, I've never noticed Bridgetta in that way before or something, So, wow. So he came all this way for this, huh?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, we've been playing it cool.
You bummed out and shit when you realized that?
I was just kind of bothered that he would say that to a friend of mine.
Yeah.
I was kind of that's weird, and whoa, where'd that come from? I just wanted it to be a fun thing, and I don't know. And I feel bad because I feel I'm not drinking right now, so how much fun am I? I mean, I'm fun, but it's I want to do shit, you know? I don't know.
So how does it feel not drinking for a while? Do you actually enjoy it, or do you miss it?
I don't mind it. It's not a big deal. I don't know. They're all drinking, and I had a sip of something, and I was kind of ugh, gross. Yeah.
Okay, I think our guest is calling in, so we'll go back to the alcohol.
Yep.
Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello? Hi, it's Scott Levitan.
Yes, Steve. Good morning. How are you? Oh, Scott. I'm sorry. How are you this morning?
Doing great. How are you?
Good, good. So where are you calling us from? What part of the country are you in today?
I'm in Hollywood.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you're a neighbor of us, pretty much.
Correct.
Yes. Steve, why am I calling you Steve? I apologize. It's Scott. Let me put it in front of my face here so I remember. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
So, Scott, now you're part of a program called California Get Online. And tell us a little bit about this.
Well, the program started with some research that we did that showed that only 38% of businesses in the state of California have a website, which is pretty amazing when you think about the reality that pretty much everyone is looking online for products and services.
Right.
We have our smartphones, so, we're looking where to eat tonight, or we're looking for a plumber. We have our tablets and our laptops at work and our desktop at home. So we're always connected and we're always looking for products and services. Yet 62% of businesses in the state are, in many cases, invisible to to their customers.
That's unbelievable, so that it's such a great number, you know, because mm-hmm. you seem to think that every business today has a website.
I do.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it is surprising. So what we did is we did some research to understand, again, why in 2012 would a business not have a website? And it really came down to three things. You know, they think it's hard, they think it's expensive, and they think it's going to take a lot of time. Mm. So we built this program really to change the perception that getting online is hard. And California Get Your Business Online is really designed to make it fast, easy, and free for any business to get online. So, you know, when a business goes to CaliforniaGetOnline.com, you know, they get a free website, domain, and hosting. But the amazing thing is it really takes about an hour for a business to go from offline to online.
Wow.
And when you think about that, you know, you go from basically from invisible to visible in about an hour.
Right.
And how many things can you do as a business person, which take about an hour? Like, let's say, think about it. Like, takes less time than it takes you to do your laundry or to make dinner.
Right.
Yet it can have a material impact on your business, and give you very basic visibility to, you know, to your customers who want to reach you, to new customers who want to find you. I think it's, you know, it's a critical, you know, I always say to a business that the first thing that any business should do is, you know, get online and really get visible on the platform where all of their customers are.
That's true, because mm-hmm. I guess people today will look directly on the internet, you know, Google,
yep.
To find the services they're looking for. And I guess if you're not there, you're right, you're invisible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now, is this something that's originated by Google? Because I see there's you have several partners on this. So how is this constructed exactly?
Well, I think that the best way to reach local businesses locally, and you know, I think we're very fortunate that and businesses are very fortunate. There's a large number of partners who care deeply about the success of businesses. So whether it's the Los Angeles Chamber, or there's a National Federation of Independent Businesses, or Intuit, or there's the Governor's Office of Business and Economic Development. So we have about 13 partners in California who are really working with us to get the message out and to see that every business gets connected to the web and ultimately gets connected and is succeeding online.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, this is great for California businesses, but how did you pick California? Is that because what you said, like, you know, you go local where you are?
Well, I think the first thing is, we're a company. We are a California company.
Right.
And we're very proud to be a California company. So it's really, for us, it's really important that businesses in the state are succeeding. But the other thing is, it really is important that we reach businesses in their community. So that's where, you know, small local businesses exist. They exist in their community. So we want to reach them in their community together with their advocates.
Right.
And that's why we've done this together with partners.
Right. Now, you know, I would imagine many people, maybe, you know, the main reason people don't have businesses online is because they're afraid of having to deal with it, to create a website and so forth. Let's say, you know, there's a little like hesitation about, I don't know how to build a website and so forth. Do you guys provide support as well?
There is support. There is support on the site, and we do provide that. But I really say it's really not that hard. We've worked with literally thousands of businesses to get them online, and you know, we walk them through this process, and it really is not, most businesses can do it themselves. I mean, the important thing is that they, you know, is that they start. And when there are issues, I mean, all along the way, there's support from Intuit and from Google to see that the businesses succeed in getting online.
Right.
But the most important thing we need to do is to change the perception that getting online is hard.
Right.
Because, you know, it can be done in hours, and the impact is so fundamental to any business, you know, in California.
How do you guys, how are you able to do this all for free? Do you get, like, is it advertising that pays for it? Or, like, or is there options, like, you know, if they don't feel like doing it, they can pay you guys for, you know, another amount to help build them a better site? Or how does it all work?
I mean, here's the way we look at it, is that when a business gets online, it's good for them. You know, all of the research shows that businesses that are online are growing much faster than businesses that aren't online. And that's, you know, in this economy is really important, and I think altogether that's good for the business and good for the economy. But it also benefits us. You know, business information is critical information, and critical, you know, when, you know, consumers go to the web to find information, so they want to find that information on the plumber. So when that plumber gets online, it makes the web better.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, like, that's good for us.
Got it.
So, if, you know, there isn't an immediate... You know, there isn't an immediate return, but in terms of creating an ecosystem where every business in the state is online, will make the web better for consumers, and that's good for us as well.
Right.
Okay.
And it always pays, I think, to give back to the community that supports you and so forth. You know, so I think I think it's a great thing. You know, and you know, I believe that a lot of people are going to take advantage of this because, you know, this is a service usually that you pay for.
Right.
And, you know, you have people helping you, or you hire a web designer and so forth. And
mm-hmm.
here you get templates and you can just pretty much get online quickly, you know. So, Scott, tell us about the free events that you have in California this week.
So we're here today in Los Angeles. We have an event we started yesterday where we have over 1,000 businesses who have confirmed to attend, and we're working with them to get them going, to get them from offline to online, on site. We're going tomorrow to Irvine, and then we're going to be in Bakersfield on Thursday and Sacramento on Friday. So we're really going, you know, kind of across the state and really getting the message out there. And, you know, how important it is and that it's not hard to get online.
Yeah.
The great news is businesses that can't make it, they can go to our website. Everything which we do at these events can be done online.
Right.
It's at californiagetonline.com. And it's really, I would say, like, I think it's the smallest thing that a business can do that will make the biggest difference.
Right. Yeah, you know, and I mean, I just can't believe that 63% of small businesses do not have a website. I mean, that's amazing.
I think a lot of it, too, is because people, the older generations, just like you were saying, have no idea how to build a website.
Right.
No clue. I find that, you know, I can do basic stuff, so I do things for people all the time.
Right.
But, yeah, most people just don't. They have no clue.
Yeah.
And
the thing is, I would say, you know, pretty much everybody knows a business. And with 62% not having a website, I think almost everyone probably knows a business that isn't online. And if they aren't, we should send the message to them. And if it's hard for them, you know, I think it's the right thing to do is to help them.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that's, again, being, you know, it's kind of, again, the community benefits, we all benefit.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, well, Scott Levitin, of course, the website is California Get Your Business Online and getyourbusinessonline.com. And you can find all the information there. And if you guys want to go to the events, they're listed on the website as well, so you can catch those. I guess in LA you have one today and tomorrow. So actually it was yesterday and today. I'm sorry.
Yes, and we'll be in Irvine tomorrow.
Yeah, in Irvine tomorrow.
All the details are at californiagetonline.com.
Right. Okay, Scott, thank you so much for all the information. This sounds great, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to take advantage of this.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay. All the best to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, this is like, I'm looking on their website, and this is like the same stuff that you would get in, you know, like, on another website like a GoDaddy or something, and actually have to pay for.
You know, yeah, but so, okay, what is your, is it a .com site or is it .dot one of their sites?
No. He said you can get a free domain name, you know, so maybe it is.
Well, you know how there's Weebly, which I think is so stupid.
Right.
It's like, you know, brzada.weebly.com.
Right. Okay. I know.
I don't want it. Who the hell wants Weebly in your, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, I want brzada.com.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming, can you do that with them, or is it going to be whatever their company is? I have a feeling it's going to have.
Well, they're probably going to make you pay the $9 for the domain name. I mean, it's not the end of the world, you know.
Maybe.
But, you know, other than that, I think, you know, as far as setting up the website, I think that's where people need more help. And I think, you know, the reason that so many small businesses are not online is because they're small. You know, they don't know how to do this.
Okay.
And they're not very sophisticated, you know, like family businesses or a one-person business or something. But, Yeah, today I can't imagine not being online and on Google.
And I agree, it is frustrating when you're like, you know, even when you're on like Yelp and you go to like, you know, a company site or a company like that's on Yelp and you're like, right, where's their website?
Yeah.
And there's no website and you're like, how can you not have a website?
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
So I've noticed that a few times,
yeah,
which is weird.
And it is true, you know, with some local businesses, you're right. Sometimes you look it up and you don't find a website
for
them.
Where are they? Yeah. The hell's wrong with you?
I know. So this is cool, everybody. Go out and check it out.
You know,
unfortunately, it's just in California, but I'm sure if it takes off,
it'll probably take off. Yeah,
exactly. They'll go to other states as well. But, you know, it seems like nobody likes California, so it's nice to get a little bit of love. Get some love. I don't know. I was reading yesterday, I don't know where it was, that California was the most hated state.
Really?
Or the least liked state in the country.
That's weird.
Yeah. I know.
I don't remember
who was the most liked, but...
I don't know. I can't get internet right now, so...
Really?
I can't tell you what I was looking at. But,
yeah. This stuff happens. Just give it a few minutes. I don't know. I can't figure this out, you know? It's like, you know, like you have occasional drops on the internet connection
right.
stuff, but it's like, you know, you call them and they say, well, you got to call us when it's happening, but I can't call you when it's happening.
I
know. A freaking radio show, you know? So yeah, it's a little frustrating, but give it a moment or two, it'll come back.
Okay. You know,
it's crazy. And, yeah, so today they're having elections in the South, Mississippi and Alabama.
Okay.
And you're like, who gives a shit?
I don't care. I don't.
But it might mean that one or two might drop from the race, so that might be interesting. I don't know. I kind of get sucked into it, you know?
I know.
Normally
you
I'm not into politics, but that's all they have on TV, on the news, you know? So you kind of go, okay, you know, then let me just follow this and see what's happening, you know? But you don't care, so that's fine.
Totally fine. I mean, hey, yeah.
No. So we started talking about the drinking and all that right before
you
called. So I was asking you, I mean, what's it like not to drink? I mean, how do you feel? Do you miss it?
No, I mean, not really. I mean, there's occasionally where I'm like, oh, I don't mind a taste of this. And like, you know, I did have some sake a little bit, which is really funny because I got really silly off like one
really?
Thing of it. Yeah. And that was fine. And actually, we were talking. I was like, I blame it on the rice. And I was like, rice sake. Maybe that's why I'm sneezing. No, but it's not. But yeah, I don't know. It was. I don't know. I don't mind it. I don't care.
Yeah.
People annoy me.
Yeah.
I get really, really annoyed even more.
When they're drunk and you're not.
Just
is that what you're saying?
No, just in general.
In general?
I'm way more annoyed by people right now.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
It's not weird because that's what drugs and alcohol is supposed to do for you, to mellow you out a little bit.
People annoy the shit out of me right now. I cannot explain it more.
Did you take care of the problem at home with the roommate and stuff?
We just kind of ignored it. We just,
really?
Yeah.
Just went on, huh?
Yeah.
Like nothing happened.
Yeah.
Dishes for a week old.
Well, someone finally just cleaned it up. They just
really?
Felt bad, so they just cleaned it. I was like,
yeah.
Oh, well, that's cool.
I know. I couldn't live like this. I would probably end up doing them too, just not to look at this.
Next time they're going in someone's bed.
Yeah.
I've done that before.
Really?
Yeah. I live with a guy. This was like in North Carolina, and I live with two guys. And they didn't do the – and we had a dishwasher, so there was no freaking excuse. Mm. There was a dishwasher. They left their dishes in the sink for over, like, a week and a half. There were fruit flies. It's North Carolina.
Wow.
It was hot, you know,
yeah.
in the summer. And I was like, this is freaking disgusting. So I went in his room, took his sheets, put it on the counter, and took all the dishes and stuck them in the sheet, carried the sheet into his room, and then put it on his bed, and then threw his comforter over top of it.
Really? Wow.
So he didn't come home until, like, late. Yeah, it was pretty funny. He comes home late, and I guess he brought, like, some girl or date home, and really funny, and he goes in his room, and I have two girlfriends over. So we go in my room, and I hear them, so I lock the door, because I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
So he goes in his room, and I guess he's, like, thinking he's going to have a makeout session with her, and you hear clonk, clonk, bang, and he's like, what the fuck? And, like, I hear, Brishanna! And I'm like, why do you automatically assume it's me?
Yeah.
Why do you gotta assume it's me?
Because he knows you.
And so he comes knocking on the door, like, what the fuck is this? that. I'm like, maybe you should have thought about putting them in the dishwasher and they wouldn't have landed in your room.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, that's my bed. I go, yeah, well, that's my kitchen. How do you like it? You don't like it, do you? But needless to say, he never, ever, ever had a dish in the sink ever again.
I'm sure.
And
you,
you
taught him a lesson.
I did. And I lived with him, like, I don't know, a couple years ago, too, in L.A.
Uh-huh.
And, like, he'll tell everyone the story, so pretty funny. Yeah, it's pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm like, you don't need to learn your freaking lesson.
Yeah.
You know?
There you go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Shit that pisses me off. You know?
You gotta mellow out a little bit.
I don't know.
Have a drink.
You wouldn't like it either, though.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. You're absolutely right.
Have you ever had a really shitty roommate?
I never had a roommate, to be honest with you.
Well, I'll be damned.
Never had a roommate.
I'll be damned.
Or maybe I did once. Did I have once? Yeah, I was like maybe 18, 19. I had a roommate, and he was my best friend, so...
Really?
We never really had any problems, yeah. And we had the same lifestyle, so we would stay up late and get high and all this shit.
Oh.
Have people over, play backgammon until 4 o'clock in the morning, and, you know. So...
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, so that was a good time there. So I wanted... You know, just to go back to that story with this guy. So how did this end up? I mean, did you tell him something about... him telling your friend, you know, you're around too much. And
I haven't said anything yet.
No, huh?
No.
So you just kind of figured in your head, this is probably what he wants. And did he make any other advances?
No.
Or things like that? No?
No, nothing.
Wow. So he just kind of felt maybe possessive of you or something like that.
Maybe, I guess. But also, like, maybe it's also, I don't know, he's things you say when you're drunk and you don't, you know what I mean? You don't say when you're sober.
Yeah.
Or you feel... I know I could be intimidating at times because I just say shit or I'll be like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, or I'll look at you like you're retarded, you know?
Really?
Yeah. Well, you know me. I'll do that. Like, I do that.
I guess I don't know you that well.
I'll look at you like you're retarded. So I'm like, what the hell? Anyway, but yeah. So I haven't, nothing's been said yet.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wow. So he went back? Did he go back?
No, he's going today.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So then I'm trying. Then I have a bunch of girls, gosh, starting to come in tonight through the next week.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be interesting. I mean, it's going to be a long week. It's
really?
Going to be a really long week. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, I mean, whatever. Whatever comes up.
It's going to be great, though. Yeah. I mean, I have really good friends that I haven't seen in forever. I'm just saying it's going to be a long week because they are going to want to party nonstop. And I'm going to be like, shit.
And you want to train. And
Yeah.
It'll
be interesting. Anyways.
Partying is fun. What the hell, you know? I mean, do it while you can.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, and I in a way, it's like, I guess I miss, in a way, being retarded sometimes of being like, oh, blame it on being drunk, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, can't blame it on anything.
Yeah.
It's completely sober. I'm just an asshole.
Yeah, so there's nothing to compare.
I'm just an asshole. Anyway.
How are you in relationships? Are you hard to get along with?
I depend. I mean, as dating or as in...
No, if you're in a relationship and stuff with a guy, you know, like you've been in relationships and
stuff. Yeah, I've been in a lot of relationships.
Yeah. Are you like high maintenance as far as like...
No.
You know, I don't know. Well, not high maintenance. That's not what I mean, I guess. That's not what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is...
I want what I want.
Are you hard? Yeah, so...
I want it.
Yeah.
No, I'm easy to get along with, but you know this before going into it. You know, like, I am who I am, and I am a strong person.
Yeah, strong, opinionated.
Yeah.
You know,
And if you don't like it, walk the fuck out of the room.
Yeah,
and
you
leave
need
me
to find someone as strong, you know.
Right.
Because although there might be some headbutting, you know.
I don't mind it. Because if you're weak, then I won't date you.
Really?
It's a huge turnoff for me.
So you need someone to challenge you.
Yes, I like the challenges. And I appreciate the challenges. Mm-hmm. I want someone strong who can will say something to me and be like, that is just stupid. Why would you say that? Or you're an idiot, blah, 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 blah. And I'll be like, really? And I want to have the challenge. I want to like have a debate of whatever, not like a fight, but a debate.
Right.
Like if it's like about an issue, let's have a debate. I think it's intelligent conversation.
Right.
And if you are strong enough to challenge me and you have a strong opinion, let's have a conversation about it.
Right.
And I may not agree and I may. Be see your side, whatever. But it's actually, it's intelligent conversations. Like, you don't get that often. So I need someone to, like, stimulate my mind in that way. But I also, like, you know.
Yeah.
I give it in a way, like, I feel like I'm old fashioned in a sense where I feel like a man should be stronger.
Right.
In a way.
Yeah.
You know, I want to feel like you're going to protect me. If I feel like I protect you, then that's just
the
like,
hell with that.
Right. And I am strong because I will hold my own and I will, you know, I can take care of my own for sure.
Yeah.
But I want to feel like I am protected by someone as well. So, yeah.
Don't you think it's easier to get along if someone is weaker than the other? Or one is stronger than the other?
No.
So, maybe. I mean, what do you get if you get two people that are really, like, strong-headed and, you know, and stubborn and shit like that? You're not going to get anywhere.
Depends. Yeah. I dated someone like that for 3 years.
Yeah.
he still is that way, but we decided we're just best friends instead. But,
did you have a lot of fights?
But they weren't fights. They were, like, debates.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
And if we fought over something stupid, then I would literally just... We would start laughing.
Yeah.
And, like, this is so stupid because you're going to argue this and see your face is blue.
Yeah.
I know you're wrong. You know you're wrong. I'm going to walk out of the room right now and I'll come back in 5 minutes when you've, like, changed your mojo.
Yeah.
You know? I'm actually, like, very cool to get along with. Like, you know, in that sense. To piss me off, you know, and I do fly off the handle.
Right.
But I don't get mad for that long.
Right.
Unless you sit there and agitate and agitate and agitate and pick and pick. And then I'm like, get the fuck away from me. You know? But if you, we get an argument and I leave the room for 20 minutes, I'll calm down and I'll walk back in and everything, nothing happened.
Wow.
You know?
That's
how
cool.
I am.
Yeah. That's good. You know? Otherwise, you'd go crazy if you start.
Yeah.
You know,
no. I'm not like
holding on to these shit.
I'm not a nag in a sense either. But it's like, but I am a doer. I am a person that when I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it.
Right.
And I don't like waiting around. I just want to do it. And I found too that I don't like lazy people.
Yeah.
Laziness really bothers me.
Because you're very active. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it bothers you to look at people that are not really doing anything.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's great. Like if you've got your own business and stuff and you're busy during the week or whatever, then I totally get that. But if it's a weekend and, you know, I expect, like, I want to go hiking. I want to go on an 11.2 mile thing that I did this weekend. I expect you to be right there with me. If you're not, then you know what? You're boring.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So, you just have to find a high-octane person like you.
Yeah.
You know?
I like...
Has a lot of energy, you know, likes to be outdoors. And,
yeah. I like
and
travel.
Yeah.
I like just taking off. I like just, you know, for the weekend. Whatever.
Right.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it. It's like Nike. Just do it.
Yeah.
Just do me. No,
yeah. Well, you know, obviously you're hard to keep up with, but, you know, I mean, I'm sure there's, you know, people out there that are like that. You know, I mean, they're like athletic, you know, they like to do all these things and stuff, and that's what you need, you know.
Yeah.
You don't want to bum, you know.
No, not at all. And like, and that's, doing me wrong, and I'm not completely all hardcore, like, blah, blah, blah. I am actually extremely sensitive.
Yeah.
Anyways, believe it or not, I am.
Yeah. No, I know you are. I know. I've learned that.
Yeah, but I just, you know, I talk a big talk.
Yeah.
Well, I talk a big talk, and I will for sure
but
punch you in the face.
But you can back it up, yeah.
I will back it up. But I'm also, like, extremely sensitive in a way. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
That's good.
Whatever.
Yeah. Well, you are Italian, you know. I mean.
I'm hot-tempered Italian.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm sure your parents didn't like that very much, huh?
They're crazy.
Yeah.
They are insane.
Yeah.
Yes, pretty much.
Yeah. So I'm sure you, did you get along with them at all? I mean, later on when you became a teenager, probably not.
No,
huh?
Not at all.
Yeah.
We hated each other pretty much. It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you like a rebel during your teens? I'm sure you were.
I went to Catholic school, and then I broke free from Catholic school, and then kind of was crazy.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the fact. Here's my thing. My thing is, if you have a strong opinion about something, please say it. Back it up. And I will listen to you, and I think that's totally fine. But if you can't back up a reason why, then...
You're going to beat him up.
I look at you like you're an idiot.
Yeah.
You're an idiot. And that's what my parents used to be. Why can't I do this? Just because. Well, that's not enough reason.
Yeah.
You need to explain why to me. I need to understand why. What are you thinking that it's so, why?
Right.
And I want it broken down, like, you know, like an outline. Break it down to me. The reasons adding up to why this answer is this. And they wouldn't do it. And so that bothers me. And so if there wasn't a legitimate reason, then I'm going to go do it anyway.
Yeah.
And I would do it. And not only would I do it, I would do it. Pretty crazy. And then I would rub it in and be like, well, I just did that. And I proved you wrong. So explain to me why again. or whatever. And I would test and test. But if you have a big explanation and you explained it and I understood what your reasoning, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Like, because I would actually be like, okay, I see why. Not that I could get hurt or whatever, right. But that it affects you this way.
Right. And that makes sense. Right.
Right, that's how I do it. And it was more about like why it affected you and why you didn't want me to do it versus what could happen to me.
Right.
So because I don't care, I'll do it anyway. That. Yeah. But they just wouldn't do that. So it's like, gosh, I can't wait till I have kids because I'm flat out gonna be like, I would explain everything to my child.
Right.
This is the reason why, blah, blah. And most of it's because I did that. And because, you know, my parents, like, my dad was kind of a badass in a way, and he got himself in some trouble here and there. But my mother wasn't. She was a good at two shoes.
Yeah.
She's a good at two shoes.
Yeah.
I'm not.
You're not.
No.
So, yeah. So I can see how there's going to be some static there.
What
about you? With your siblings? Do you get along with your siblings?
Oh yeah, we get along really well, except for
you have two brothers, right?
One brother, one sister.
One brother, one sister.
Yeah, you met Samantha.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. What am I talking about?
Yeah, I get along with her really well. Right. My brother and I, we all get along really well. We've actually never all fought, except I will say in the summer we went to Florida, and this was really stupid. I feel like when you do something, like my parents, this is what they do. So I was sleeping, so they handed my brother the keys. We were all sharing a car. Like we had two cars in Florida at the time. And they took one and they gave one to us. And it's the Escalade. And I always drive the Escalade. So it's like, you know, and I'm the oldest too. So I get to drive it. They hand my brother the keys. And I'm sleeping. I sleep till later because they're all on East Coast time. And, you know, I'm West Coast time trying to adapt. So I wake up around, like, I don't know, 11. And I'm like, cool, let's go to the beach. Let's go right now. And again, I'm a doer. I don't want to wait around. You had all morning to get ready. You knew what the plan was. I wake up at 11. We go to the beach. How long does it take to put a bikini on or a bathing suit? Not long. So my sister's like, okay, I'll be ready in 10 minutes. Cool. I go to my brother. We're going to the beach. No, I'm not going to the beach. Okay, well, I need the keys. I'm not giving you the keys. Why?
Yeah.
Because I don't freaking feel like it. Oh, and starts being a total brat.
No.
So it was this huge fight, and it came to the point where, long story short, I'm not going to be told what to do by a child. Sorry, not a child, but someone younger than me. I'm not doing that. And it doesn't make any sense to me. You just want to have the car because they gave you the keys, so you think you're entitled to the car. Meanwhile, all you're going to do is sit on your lazy ass all day long inside the house. I'm in Florida. I'm not sitting in the house. I'm going out to get sun and go explore, and too bad if you feel stuck, but you can come with me or you cannot come with me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Give me the keys. So he wouldn't. So long story short, dishes started flying. I got really mad.
Yeah.
I got really mad. So I don't know how it started. I think he threw something at me. And so then I threw whatever was in my thing back. And we got in this huge fight. And I wound up taking all of his clothes out of his room, out of his suitcases, and threw them 7 stories over the balcony.
Oh, God.
All I wanted
was
the Escalade keys. Give me the Escalade keys.
Wow.
All right, we're on your
left. So you'll do crazy shit.
Give me the keys. I was like, I will give you to the count of 10 or everything's going over the balcony.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't know if he just didn't believe me. I mean, of course he's got to believe me. He knows I'm absolutely insane. When I want what I want, I will do what I want to get it. They're like, sorry, then your clothes are going over the balcony right now.
Yeah.
And so they start flying. Here goes your shoes. Oh, they were pretty darn nice shoes, too.
Yeah.
Oh, they're your new Nikes? Oh, they're over the street. Cool. Yeah. Go down below and get them.
Now, did you ever have to deal with any consequences from this behavior? I mean, come on. People would be like, fuck this shit.
Well, then I got really mad because my mother was called and like, my brother's like telling my mom, she did this, she did that. And I'm like, well, do you know what he did? He threw a plate at my head and he broke this and he broke that and he wouldn't give me the freaking keys. And this all started because he's being in the brat. So my mother's like, I don't even know what to do at this point. This is so insane. I'm coming back home. And I was like, don't even bother. I am now hitchhiking. I'm going to the airport. I'm leaving. Mm-hmm. So I decided that I was packing up my bags and going to hitchhike to the airport.
Whoa.
And my mother had to like deal with all this shit. So whatever. It just wound up being a lot of drama. And no, there are consequences. No, just that our morning got ruined. I mean, when we were younger,
you get
like,
reinforced by this behavior. I mean, if there's no consequences to it, you're like, hey, this actually works for me.
Well, no. I mean, like, we were punished when we were younger. But I mean, what are you going to do to me?
So I mean, what can you, you know what I mean?
Later
on in your life, yeah.
I'm 33. Yeah. What are you going to do to me? You're going to take the car away? Well, it's already gone. You gave him the damn keys.
Yeah.
And I told my mother, I was like, here's the thing. You know he's a stubborn asshole. I'm the oldest. I'm sleeping. So you could have just put the keys on my nightstand and I would have woken up and everything would have been fine. But the fact that you gave them to the guy who's being a jerk to be a jerk, that's what he just, 'cause that's what he does. He likes right. the just to have the upper hand, just to be a jerk. He just wants to, he won't think it's funny. Well, you think it's so funny now that your clothes are on the street? You know? No, you don't, do you? Yeah, we were karate chopping each other. I got really awful.
Wow.
But my mother's like, I understand what I did. I was like, I felt disrespected and you could have done it this way. And we talked it all out and figured it all out. But back in the day, yeah, they would punish us. I mean, we really wouldn't get in that many fights. We wouldn't.
Right.
But if we did, then it would be like, oh, you're not going out for this weekend, or you're right. punished for a month. Okay, I'm punished for a month.
But
sure, I'll sneak out of the house.
But what about when you're older, like now? I mean, if you throw like a tantrum or a fit or something.
What are you going to do to me? Hit me? I'll hit you back.
Yeah. No, but someone may not want to talk to you anymore. Or,
then don't. I don't care.
You don't care.
No, I actually went for a year without talking to my mother.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm very good at silent treatment.
Yeah?
I'm very good. Yeah.
I know. I'm good at those too. You know, I guess you have to be raised with that.
We're great. Really, we're Sicilian. It. But that's the thing. It's like, you hit me, I'm going to hit you back. I don't care who you are. Don't hit me, ever.
Right.
You know, I'm going to hit you back.
Yeah.
But if you, silent treatments, I'm absolutely the best at that.
Yeah.
Sure. I don't care. Don't talk to me ever again. Then you weren't meant to be in my life.
Wow.
Like, whatever.
Yeah.
And my brother and I made up eventually. He like said he was sorry for being a jerk.
Yeah.
And he knows he started it, so.
Yeah. But you don't have a problem getting along with people. I mean, you know, you have a lot of friends and things like that.
No. So. Oh, yeah, I get along with everyone. I get along with everyone.
It's just people irritate you.
People irritate me. No, I get along with everyone. I have tons of friends and everything. No, I'm saying the whole roommate situation. That's why I was like, this is retarded. I'm going to write a note.
Right.
And because we have different schedules, there's dishes in the sink, clean it up. I don't even know who's all they were anyway. It was just a note, like, put it here. And I knew they weren't one of the roommates because we talked about they weren't ours and we're like, what the hell's going on? We'll just write a note, whatever, it'll be simple.
Yeah.
And I thought it would be a simple thing, but see, that person took it to another level.
Right.
And then retaliated. And then it was like, okay, well, now you're making me mad and I'm going to write something right the fuck back. And it became this stupid note thing. I'm like, this is so childish. You could have just like, you know, I don't know whose they were. I'm not going to text everyone in the house and like, whatever. Anyway, it's just stupid. I don't even know why. I'm irritated this morning. Can you tell?
Yeah, you are. I can tell.
Yeah, I'm
tired.
I can
tell you are. Okay.
I don't feel good. And
I know.
And I'm irritated that people like say we threw shit in their yard.
Oh, well. So the last few minutes, I just wanted to discuss this so you don't have to think about being irritated anymore.
Thank you.
I guess Utah lawmakers vote for abstinence-only sex education. In other words, they're not going to talk about contraception. They're not going to talk about homosexuality. They're not going to talk about abortion and that sort of thing. I mean, their sex education is going to be only about abstinence.
That's
right?
Stupid.
Yeah. Now, I mean, I don't understand how they expect this to help anybody.
It's not going to help anyone at all.
Yeah, I mean, it's just going to make them want to have sex more, but they won't have any information on how to protect themselves and how to do it the right way.
Right, exactly.
You know? So, I mean, you know, it's like this country is like so conservative that I don't understand this at all, you know, and granted it's not everywhere, but we see a trend towards a lot of this stuff, you know,
mm-hmm.
where people don't want to discuss contraception and like the intricacies of intercourse. They don't want to talk about that.
I think it's absolutely crazy because it's like a lot of people, and you find that people, I hate to say it, but people in the inner cities and whatnot, mm-hmm. They're the ones that are having sex at younger ages.
Right.
They're the ones that are getting pregnant at younger ages.
Right.
And reason why is because they don't have the strong parental backgrounds
right.
that most, you know, people, I hate to say
yeah,
it,
or the sex education
right.
that they need.
And it's the parents, like, I remember my parents went to have the talk with me and I just laughed out loud, like, really?
Yeah.
Okay. And it was just like, oh God, whatever. And, but it's like, you know, you don't get that talk when your parents are maybe working really hard
yeah.
or they're a single parent or they're just not around. And I feel like it needs to be in school. Like you definitely right. have to have like a health class that definitely talks about sex and all of that, and right. contraception for sure, but you need to be learning about AIDS. That's the strongest thing right now.
AIDS,
and,
yeah.
and pregnancy and what happens yeah. and how to handle it.
And all the consequences that go with it.
Right, and the options you have. Mm-hmm. You need to have all that.
Yeah.
I think it's retarded, and yeah, okay, the only reason that they're going to talk about what you're saying is because they don't want to go into the whole gay thing, obviously.
Right. Yeah.
And I think that's bullshit.
Yeah.
I think that you have a health class, and you talk about everything.
Yeah.
So what? You know, it needs to happen because parents aren't doing it.
Right. And yeah, and they're going to keep people in the closet, and then these people are going to marry women, and they're going to be miserable in their marriages
yeah.
and all that because they can't come out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's bullshit. But, you know, what are you going to do?
I know.
Anyway, listen, we're going to let you go so you can relax a little bit and calm down.
I think I need a coffee to calm me down.
Yeah. All right.
You know, as I'm PMSing, I'm being a bitch.
So, are you? Yeah. Okay. Well, that's okay. You're still fun. All right. And on that note, we're going to say goodbye. Brigetta, feel better. And we'll see everybody tomorrow.
Bye.
Been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.